Going to play Magic Man and, of course, some Concrete Blonde after.
Straight. mercy on us, everyone.
All right, and we are back. And just so you know, these guys are, have a little ink on them. And Rob, you got a fresh one just recently.
Oh, my God, today.
Today.
I was sitting tough for like 3 hours. I mean, I made the mistake a few weeks ago of going and getting like, you know, I've had, you know, the years stick on, you get tattoos and stuff like that. And, you know, they're all right. And then I wanted to get something just, you know, in dedication to my daughter. And I got a little E, you know, her name's Evelyn. Mm. Call her Evie. And shout out to Evie tonight. Hope she's doing well. But anyways, and so the guy did such a nice job on her tattoo. I'm like rehooked again. And now I've got a new hobby, which is getting some fresh ink. But yeah.
And where did you get your ink?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was done by Jeff Funk. And he's down at the lovely The Fall on Seymour Street there. He's fantastic. And if you head on down there, they'll take care of you.
Downtown, yeah. Yo. Absolutely. Okay, great.
Yeah. Mine goes way, way back. Mm-hmm. You know, the up-and-coming rock star days. And, you know, I just had to have a tattoo because I wasn't a rock star until I graduated to tattoo on arm.
Of course.
And so someone gave me the idea of putting a Chinese symbol that means to drum. You know, now the funny thing is I never actually looked it up to see if it actually meant that. So I could have been putting the worst thing on my arm, but it does mean that. So it is true.
It doesn't mean bum.
No, it doesn't. Exactly. And after the fact, I was pretty, you know, relieved about that. But, you know, putting to drum in English would have been kind of silly to put on my arm. Yeah. So, and then I completed it when I went on a trip to Thailand and I got some kind of a Celtic art around it. So that's where I've stopped it. Now, Rob sparked my imagination about finishing it off, but we'll see. We'll see what the year brings.
All right. And talking about drumming, how old did you start drumming when you were a kid?
I started around 11 years old. I actually started before then. So I started, I'd say, when I was about 8 years old. Then I did it for a little while, and my dad hated it. And so I stopped, but I had a drum kit. And then I resurrected when I was about 12 years old, 11, 12 in there. And then, you know, I carried on and made as much noise as I could and annoyed my father as much as I could.
So. Okay. And then do you play those electric ones where they make no sound?
I do because I live in a condo. So I do have those. Yeah. Yeah. That's
They are cool.
They are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. I haven't annoyed anyone yet. So
Rob, do you play any other instruments besides guitar?
Oh, for sure, yeah. I play piano and sing with the songs, too. I do write songs that we end up playing electric on the piano. I love to play drums as well. Guitar would be my main instrument, though, absolutely, for sure. And it was my dad who introduced me to that. He was a folk musician from the 60s, and so I grew up going to smoky bars very early and listening to folk songs, which were not my preference. I mean, they're brilliantly written, but hey, you know, I wanted to hear Led Zeppelin I and to hear the rock and roll and the Stones and stuff like that. And so he was a huge encourager of my music. What's funny is the first electric guitar he ever bought me was called a Profile Black Magic, and it got traded in, you know, when I was a kid and I got something newer and nicer. Well, I just found it on Facebook Marketplace.
No way.
I swear to God, I swear it's the same guitar. It looks exactly the same. It's got a mark in the same spot, but I don't know how it got from Alberta to here and into my hands, but I was just stoked to find it.
Amazing. All right. Now, are you guys ready to play the Wheel of Spiel?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Now, should I just spin it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
I like that. It's a fun sound.
Hobbies. Do you guys have any other hobbies besides music?
I'm obsessed with cars and motorcycles. I think that they're great.
Yeah. Usually, it's
your daughter.
How about fitness?
Yeah, I'd say it's my daughter.
Your daughter, yeah.
But yeah, I have a guilty nerd pleasure as well of working on developing software when I have time.
Yes.
I don't like to admit that. So, but you heard it here. So.
You heard it here. Yeah. You betcha. All right, let's play one more.
All righty.
Around and round she goes. Oh, where she stops? Oh no, this is work. Let's spin it another time. We don't want to talk about work. Yeah, news. Talk about any current news.
Did weather, you watch the debate?
Celebrities. Okay, so should I spin it again? Let's spin it again.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, we're doing the hobbies again? Oh, come on. Oh, happiness. What makes you happy?
I think we can all agree that right now that the sunshine being out for at least 2 weeks in a row makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys are okay with the heat like that?
Well, it's cooled off. Yeah, I mean, heck, I'm from the Badlands of Alberta, so when you get to look at the mountains and the ocean with a little bit of sunshine, it's a good thing, yeah.
Okay, and are you originally from...
I'm
from Vancouver?
Pure Vancouverite.
I was one of the rare ones.
Yeah, I was born in Burnaby. I grew up in Surrey and escaped Surrey as soon as I was old enough, 18, escaped.
We love you Surrey fans.
Yes. Yeah, nothing against Surrey, you know, but I did escape, mostly was in Vancouver after that. But yeah, and I, aside from living in New York for about 6 months and Edmonton actually for 9 months, I've been here my whole life.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, so let's play one of your songs that you have on YouTube. Is it Save It for a Rainy Day?
Save It for a Rainy Day.
Yes, tell me about this one.
I mean, this one has been in the tuck for a while, and what was originally written as a ballad on piano became a rock and roll song once we put it in the studio in December, and I really dig how it's changed and how it's become, you know, a little bit more upbeat. It's kind of a message song about, you know, finding something within yourself that's powerful and, you know, saving it for a rainy day, because you never know, you might need it.
Yeah. All right. That was a pretty cool video. Yes. And you're going to tell me who produced it?
That was actually done by Alan Roger. Mm-hmm. He works out of Greenhouse Studios. If you want to find a great guy that plays everything, drums, can produce, plays bass, go talk to Alan. He's a great guy to bounce your ideas off of, but he can also mix, and he's a great little producer there. He's been working at Greenhouse for years and years and years, so shout out to Alan Roger.
Shout out to Alan Roger! All right, any other shout outs for you? Because we're getting down to it, but you're going to play your last song, and then we'll do another Wheel of Spiel. But yes, any more shout outs?
I just give a shout out to my boys at the Eagle Squad, part of the ARCA Brotherhood. So it's a bunch of guys that, you know, do men's work together. So they're a bunch of rad dudes, and I'm part of that group. So
amazing. Okay, so tell me about this last song you're going to play live.
Gonna be here. Mm-hmm. It was recently recorded with Alan over there at Greenhouse. It was getting a bunch of views on the YouTubes there. People seem to dig it. It's kind of one of our openers, you know, our go-to rock and roll standard song that we love, that we wrote. We usually open the gigs with that, or the new single we played tonight, In It for the Money. So we're stoked to play for you guys today, acoustic.
Town, gonna be the one, have to be there waiting for run around.
Well, thank you very much.
We are live, folks, on CJSF. All right, here at the show, we like to promote other radio shows on CJSF, and this is a new one called Slumber Party. Check it out.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
All right, so we're going to play some more Wheel of Spiel.
Nice.
We don't want to do that one.
From the news.
Okay, pets. Here we go. Tell me about your pets.
Oh, my gosh. I was that dad who got the dog for Christmas, the puppy dog, mm-hmm. the little puppy dog for Christmas. Yeah. You know? And I tell you, it was funny. I was sitting there talking to my daughter, and she said, I want a little white dog. And I said, well, you're only a little person. Let's wait a couple years. What would you call it? Sparrow. She looked me dead in the eyes. Sparrow. I was like, that's a great name for a dog, you know? And so 2 years later, we got Sparrow. And now Sparrow's 2 years old, and he's just the sweetest little dog. He's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet dog.
For you, Greg?
Yeah, my dog, she's a mutt. So she was a rescue from the SPCA. Mm-hmm. One of those dogs that when we went to visit her, we were fortunate to be the first on the list to adopt her. And she just looked up at me with these loving puppy eyes. That
puppy
she
dog
gives.
Eyes, perhaps.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Just walking along, trotting along, just looking up at me with her tongue hanging out. And just the sweetest dog ever. She's so sweet. Even goes up to little dogs and just barely touches them.
She's
just amazing. So, yeah, she's, I would say, it's hard to tell exactly what she is. Probably a cross between a husky and a border collie, but beautiful dog. She's 11 years old now, so she's getting on in age, but still what a wonderful dog and wonderful children.
Do your dogs do any tricks?
Sparrow likes to hide under the couch instead of going outside to pee occasionally. Other than that, he's like a Pomeranian. His trick is sitting on your lap and licking you on the face.
Licking your ear.
Yeah, he goes right for the ear. He goes behind the ear. He's right in there.
Yeah. No, Luna, what is she
Luna
licks?
Luna can fetch a ball.
Yeah, she can. But her trick is once we had a backpack full of food and she actually opened the zipper with her teeth and ate the entire bag of food inside. She's
a smart dog.
Yeah, she's totally obsessed with food. But yeah, that's her trick, is finding any food source possible.
All right. So, well, since we're talking about pets, we have a BCSPCA, what do you call it? Announcement. Here we go.
A spot.
Hey. Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
All right, we're going to do one more spin, folks, of the Wheel of Spiel right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Oh, learning. Are you guys learning anything right now?
I'm learning how to be patient with this Vancouver traffic. I tell you, my gosh, everywhere you go, it doesn't matter.
Yes, that is good.
How about you, Greg?
Always learning. I'm learning how to be a better father every day.
Oh, look at that guy. Oh, well, I'm learning how to be a better husband.
We're playing this game, are we?
Outdo me on the traffic chat.
All right, guys. Okay, so tell everybody, where can people follow you?
I mean, head to cobrasniper.com. Obviously, we're there, and our links to the Instagrams and things like that, any of our shows and the links to the tickets are on our cobrasniper.com at any time. We also are on the Instagram, which you can connect through our website, or the Facebooks.
Amazing.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. We're going to leave with I'm Gonna Be Here. by Copa Sniper. We'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Bye.